Lift him up, November 5, our infallible judge. Know the God of your father, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. The Lord is exact and infallible in his comprehension. He understands the working of the human mind, the active principles of the human agents he has formed, just how they will be moved upon by the objects that come before them, and in what manner they will act under every temptation that can try them, and in every circumstance in which they are placed. The ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He looketh to the end of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven. The Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. He knows the things that come into our minds, every one of them. God pities the poor, self-deceived souls who are trampling upon his truth. Let the wheat and the tares grow together until the harvest. Pity and deplore the blindness of the minds that are under the dominion of Satan. But restrain your own wrath and passion, and do not pass your judgment upon them. Leave in God's hands the despisers of his truth. The right and liberty of passing judgment upon others is not given to you. It was not given to Moses to pronounce judgment against rebellious Israel. The glaring weakness of his agents, as displayed by Moses, will bring its reward. God's workmen must continue to bear the blame of being troublers of Israel, but they are not at liberty to make such assertions true. Go not into the assembly of scoffers. Sit not in the seat of the scorners. Keep away from the gatherings of those who will make your presence an occasion to speak to you humiliating things, and will pour contempt upon your faith. Have no controversy with these men. You have not to do with men only, but with Satan and his synagogue. When compelled to meet them, remember the Savior's words, "I send you forth as lambs among wolves." The Lord must be your dependence. He will clothe you with a divine panoply, and his Holy Spirit will influence your mind and heart so that your voice shall not catch the notes of the baying of the wolves. We are never to forget that we are representatives of Christ. We are to use no carnal weapons when unbelieving and deluded souls come among us. Not an unkind or discourteous word, defensive or offensive, should escape our lips or be traced by our pen. When reviled, we are not to revile again. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.